nation and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, and then shall the end come.
Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
Today, we're going to explore God's prophetic timeline. Several prophecies in the near future will occur at specific times. Many people have mistakenly believed that we can't know when things are going to happen. It's all sort of nebulous, and what will be, will be. However, we're going to discover today that there are several prophecies that the Bible tells us specifically when they are going to come to pass. I'd like to list a few of these prophecies for you, and then we're going to go back and actually decide where each of them fits on God's prophetic timeline. We're going to begin with a Palestinian-Israeli peace agreement. And then Israel will build its temple on the Temple Mount. Israel will resume animal sacrifices as were practiced in the Old Testament. After this, the Antichrist will stop the sacrifices. Then an event will be performed called the Abomination of Desolation. The Antichrist's identity will be revealed, and the Great Tribulation will begin. At this same time, God will send two prophets to oppose the Antichrist. Then, as we move deeper into the reign of the Antichrist, the mark of the beast will be implemented. Finally, the battle of Armageddon will come. And then the second coming of Jesus Christ to this earth will occur. Now, I want everyone to understand, all these things I have listed will happen at specific times on God's prophetic timeline. The disciples asked Jesus, when will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Jesus spent an entire chapter answering that. When will these things be? We can know when these things will be, and we're going to discover that in our study today. First of all, a Palestinian-Israeli peace agreement will be concluded. Some people think it will never happen, but yes, it's going to happen. Daniel 9:27 prophesies a final seven-year period that will begin with this peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. This is the first prophecy we have with a specific time given for its fulfillment. All the remaining prophecies on God's end time timeline will happen within the next 7 years. So this prophecy of this peace agreement between the Palestinians and the Israelis will trigger the final 7 years, and all the rest of the prophecies that we've already listed will happen within that short time frame. You talk about a dramatic, event-filled seven-year period. It's going to be one dramatic prophetic fulfillment after the other. And it's all described very clearly on God's timeline and the order in which they will occur. And furthermore, exactly when on the timeline these things will occur. Apparently, God wanted us to know so that we would not be asleep at the wheel. Because Jesus even said in Matthew 24, when you see these things, then know that the generation that sees these things will not pass until everything is fulfilled. Well, once the peace agreement is signed, it's going to clear the way for Israel to build its temple on the Temple Mount without disturbing the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Now, the temple will be built on the Temple Mount during the first 3.5 years of the final 7 years. We know this because halfway through the seven-year period, the Antichrist will sit in the temple. That means the temple has to be built during the first 3.5 years. We know the Antichrist sits in the temple because of 2 Thessalonians 2, verse number 4. It says that the man of sin, the son of perdition, will sit in the temple of God, claiming to be God. So we know the Middle East peace agreement is concluded, and then the temple will be built during that first 3.5 years. Now, that's not all that we know about the first 3.5 years. Israel, once the temple is finished, will resume animal sacrifices as were practiced in the Old Testament. Since they don't believe Jesus was the Messiah, and since they don't believe in the New Testament, they believe they still must fulfill the conditions of the Old Testament for true biblical worship. So the sacrifices will be resumed as soon as the temple is completed. So that also takes place during the first 3.5 years. Now, I want to pause just a moment. Let me tell you today about our Armageddon collection. This exciting Armageddon collection, it does this for the person that will partake of it. What does the term Armageddon mean, first of all? Why is it so important in Bible prophecy and the last days? And what will happen between now and then? In our Armageddon collection, we cover subjects such as events of the final 7 years, the revealing of the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, and most importantly, the world's greatest revival just ahead. In this special collection, you will receive the DVD, Seeds to Armageddon, November 29, 2012, our 8-lesson series, From Here to Armageddon, along with a beautiful printout of our 7-year timeline, and our informative DVD, First Step to Armageddon, December 23rd, 2016. All of this for your gift of $140 or more, plus the cost of shipping and handling. To order your Armageddon collection, go to endtime.com or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. The next 5 prophetic fulfillments that we're going to look at will happen at the halfway point of the final 7 years. So during the first 3.5 years, we have the peace agreement, we have the build of the temple, we have the offering of animal sacrifices resumed on the Temple Mount in the temple, and then we come to a very critical, pivotal point, the midway point of this 7-year period. 5 dramatic things happen. The Antichrist, when he sees these sacrifices, there's going to be a lot of opposition to offering a lamb every morning, offering a lamb every evening. The animal rights activists are going to go crazy. So the Antichrist, the Bible says, is going to stop the sacrifices. Now, this happens halfway through the final 7-year period. We know this because Daniel 9:27 says it this way, and he, the Antichrist, will confirm the covenant with many for 7 years, and in the midst of the 7 years, he'll cause the sacrifice and the oblation to stop. It also says there in Daniel 9:27, not only will he cause the sacrifices to stop, but for the overspread of abominations, he makes it desolate. The abomination of desolation, the Bible says, is the time when the Antichrist will stand in the temple claiming to be God. Now, this also happens at the halfway point through the final 7 years. Once again, Daniel 9:27, in the midst of the 7-year period, he'll cause the sacrifice to cease and for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate. And we have many other scriptures that also confirm that the abomination of desolation will take place at this midpoint, the 3.5 year mark, in the final 7 years. Now, remember what we're talking about today. We're talking about God's prophetic timeline. God has this all planned out 2,000 years ago, and yet he's now revealing it to us because he wants us to understand. Furthermore, at the halfway point, the Bible teaches that the identity of the Antichrist will be revealed. I want you to hear the scripture for yourself. It's 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse 3 through 4. Now, there were people who were teaching back in the Apostle Paul's day that the coming of the Lord was imminent, that the rapture was imminent. And the Apostle Paul wrote to them and said, I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord and by our gathering together unto him, that's the subject, the churches gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken, neither by spirit nor by word from us, as though the day of Christ is at hand. And then he said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except two things happen. There come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. This is referring to the Antichrist. He goes on in verse 4 to say, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So when the Antichrist stops the sacrifices, he'll have to have an explanation to the Jews. Why are you stopping our sacrifices? He undoubtedly will say something like this. Well, there's been many rumors because I brought peace to Israel and because I facilitated the building of your temple that perhaps I am the Messiah. I've not commented on this to this point, but I think the time is proper for me to do it right now. You don't need these sacrifices. I am your Messiah. Therefore, these sacrifices are outdated, and I'm here with you now. The Bible says he will sit in the temple of God claiming to be God. That's called the abomination, because Almighty God said 37 times in the Old Testament, I will put my name in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount. And now here the Antichrist is claiming to have his name and his authority over the Temple Mount. That's the reason it is called the abomination of desolation. Now, it's at this same time that the Great Tribulation will begin. Now, I know a lot of people have taught the Great Tribulation is going to be 7 years. Would it shock you to know that there's not one scripture in the entire Bible that teaches a 7-year tribulation? Yes, I know all the prophecy books say that, except the main prophecy book, the Bible. The Bible does not say that. However, the Bible does say that the Great Tribulation will last for 3.5 years. There are 6 specific scriptures in the Bible that say the Great Tribulation will last for 3.5 years. Now, how do we know the abomination of desolation will be the trigger for the Great Tribulation? Jesus himself gave us the prophecy in Matthew 24, 15 through 16 and verse 21. Listen to it. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Now, this tells us that the abomination of desolation is going to take place on the Temple Mount because that's where the holy place is. Then Jesus said, when you see the abomination of desolation, verse 16, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Now, did we catch it? When you see the abomination of desolation, you that live in Judea, run for your life. Why? Because then shall be great tribulation, such as never been before, nor ever again shall be. Can you see all of these incredible, momentous prophetic fulfillments that will be happening at the 3.5 year mark, the halfway point of the final 7-year period? Furthermore, the Bible says when the Antichrist is revealed, that God is going to send two prophets to oppose the Antichrist and his religious partner, the false prophet. The Bible calls him my two witnesses. Listen to the passage. It's Revelation 11, verse 3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days. 1,260 days is 3.5 years. So all during the Great Tribulation, these two witnesses are going to prophesy clothed in sackcloth. They are going to be opposing the Antichrist. They are going to be exposing the Antichrist and his plans before he ever reveals them. They'll be telling about the mark of the beast before the mark of the beast ever comes. Okay, so we've listed the five things that happen at the midpoint. Five dramatic, impacting, very important prophetic fulfillments, which will then trigger the final 3.5 years called the Great Tribulation. Now, it's during the Great Tribulation that the mark of the beast will be imposed upon the world. It will happen during this final 3.5 years. This will be when the Antichrist will tighten down his controls. Every person under the Antichrist control will be forced to pledge allegiance to the Antichrist. If you don't do it, you will not receive your mark, and you're going to need your mark to buy and to sell. How will a person exist without the mark of the beast under the reign of the Antichrist? Well, it's going to be very, very difficult. Now, in order to get your mark, you have to pledge allegiance or worship the beast. So when will the mark of the beast be implemented then? It has to be during the final 3.5 years, because the Antichrist is not revealed until the halfway point. So pledge allegiance to the Antichrist, the Bible calls it worshiping the Antichrist, and we won't be able to worship him until he's revealed. So we see from these scriptures very clearly that the mark of the beast will be implemented sometime during the final 3.5 years. Now, when the Antichrist comes to power, it'll probably take him a while to ramp up his world government program. I cannot tell you exactly where the mark of the beast will be implemented, but undoubtedly it will be ramped up all during the final 3.5 years, until as we get close to the end, the pressure is going to be very strong, very severe. Now, as we're approaching the end of the final 7 years, the Bible teaches a great battle will happen called the Battle of Armageddon. The world government armies will invade Israel when the 7-year agreement expires. Now, let's pause a moment to make sure we understand. So the signing of the Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement will be a 7-year agreement. Why is it going to be a 7-year agreement instead of a permanent agreement? Because there's going to be a major issue that cannot be agreed upon. The Palestinians and the Israelis cannot come to an agreement. That agreement is going to be the status of Jerusalem. They're going to establish a Palestinian state in Judea, which is called the West Bank today. They're also going to agree to a sharing arrangement on the Temple Mount. The Jews will build their temple north of the Dome of the Rock without disturbing the Dome of the Rock or the Al-Aqsa Mosque. But the one thing they will not be able to agree on is the status of Jerusalem. Jerusalem was annexed by Israel in 1980. And yet the Palestinians say, we've got to have East Jerusalem for our capital. Well, Israel is not going to be willing to make that compromise. So under the negotiations, they're going to say, look, let's not destroy the entire agreement that we've achieved over one issue. Let's postpone the Jerusalem issue. We'll bring it back 7 years later. Well, now we're reaching the end of the 7-year period. The 7-year agreement has expired. The Palestinians still insist we must have East Jerusalem for our capital. The United Nations has already passed a resolution on December the 23rd of 2016 that Israel is in East Jerusalem illegally. So right now Israel's in a flagrant violation of international law. All this is going to come down at the end of the 7-year period. Zechariah 14:2 prophesies about the Battle of Armageddon. Listen to what it says. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. Another prophecy about Armageddon is Revelation 16, 16. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. So now we're at the end of this seven-year timeline, God's seven-year timeline. The Battle of Armageddon takes place. The battle is going against Israel. The superior forces of the world community are driving Israel back slowly but surely. The army will begin in the plain of Megiddo in the north. That's the reason it's called the Battle of Armageddon. Israel will fight valiantly, but she will fall back slowly but surely down the Jordan Valley. Finally, the battle will curve into the gates of Jerusalem, and there Israel will fight with all of its might to defend its capital. And yet, the superior forces of the world community will prevail. And the Bible says half of the city will fall. If you'd like to check that out, that's also Zechariah 14, 2. Half of Jerusalem will go into captivity. Now it looks like Israel's down. She's out of ammunition. The soldiers are bone weary after fighting for days with very little sleep. It looks like Israel's going down for the count. However, from his vantage point in heaven, Almighty God is watching this proceeding. And he knew this was coming for 2,000 years or more. And he's watching the progress as the world government armies of the Antichrist attempt to annihilate the people of Israel from the face of the earth. And they also want to capture Jerusalem. And the Lord said in Zechariah chapter 12, that I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all nations, and all who burden themselves with it will be cut to pieces. Armageddon at the edge of Jerusalem will be the time when God is going to execute his wrath against the nations of the world and the international armies of the Antichrist. So just when it looks like Israel's going to be driven into the sea. You know, the leaders of Iran love to say that Israel's going to be wiped off the map. Israel's going to be driven into the sea just when it looks like the Iranians are right. The Jewish people will cry out for their Messiah. And the Bible says the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout. Let me read it to you. The second coming of Jesus to the earth. The second coming will happen immediately after the Great Tribulation. Now, the Battle of Armageddon is at the end of the Great Tribulation. And then Jesus said that the second coming would occur immediately after the Great Tribulation. Let's read it. It's Matthew 24, 29 through 31. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Now let's pause. Did you catch it? Immediately after the tribulation, these things will happen. And then verse 30 says, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So the question is, where are we right now? You can see on your screen our timeline. Everything begins with the signing of the Middle East peace agreement. And then during the first 3.5 years, the temple will be built. And then the animal sacrifices will be resumed. The animal sacrifices at the halfway point will then be stopped. That's when the abomination of desolation takes place. That's when the Antichrist stands there claiming to be God. That's going to begin the Great Tribulation. That's when so many things happen at that halfway point. And then during the final 3.5 years, that will be the Great Tribulation. That will also be the time when the two witnesses will be prophesying all during that final 3.5 years, finally culminating with the Mark of the Beast and the Battle of Armageddon. Then will come the second coming of Jesus Christ to the earth. All of those things culminate, as you can see here on our beautiful timeline. Let me take a moment now to tell you once again about our exciting Armageddon collection. What does the term Armageddon mean? Why is it so important in Bible prophecy and the last days? And what will happen between now and then? In our Armageddon collection, we cover subjects such as events of the final 7 years, the revealing of the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, and most importantly, the world's greatest revival just ahead. In this special collection, you will receive the DVD, Seeds to Armageddon, November 29, 2012. You need to understand what happened there. And also our 8-lesson series, From Here to Armageddon, along with a printout of our beautiful 7-year timeline, and our informative DVD, First Step to Armageddon, November 23rd, 2016. All of this for your gift of $140 or more, plus the cost of shipping and handling. To order your Armageddon collection, go to endtime.com or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. Ladies and gentlemen, we are walking down God's prophetic timeline right now.
Have you always wanted to know more about Bible prophecy? Well, now you can. Attend a prophecy conference hosted by End of the Ages, Irvin Baxter. Call 1-800-END-TIME or go to endtime.com/events to see when Irvin will be at a location near you.